Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, in with my good friend Dustin Hockensmith. First of all, how is the Hockensmith household doing, Dusty?
We're still trying to wrap our heads around at least April 30th of being right on top of each other. So I think I appreciate you checking in with me each week. I think it's more about my well-being than anything else, and I think that makes you a good friend. Also, to address some concerns, I've been driving all over the place to find the perfect reception area for me to do the show with you. I think we might have made some progress. We'll see.
Well, I will tell you this. Our listeners will let me know. They will.
That is for sure. So I don't know. You know, I know Ross and you guys tackled the new commitment from Landon Tengwall last week, but I want to have my chance to talk about that too. So I still think that that's the biggest news out there. We'll get into that. And the offer that went out to the 2022 quarterback from Central York, I thought was interesting. Ohio State, how about them taking another one of Penn State's running back targets? So we'll get into that. And, you know, James Franklin, what he did and didn't say at his Zoom video conference last week. I think just the fact that was on Zoom, and there was the image going around of all these beat writers and all these different circumstances on that conference call. They've got another one coming up this week. I just literally got an email for that. So we'll see what comes out of that. But you know, since then, as has happened, the whole situation nationally has changed. And one of the things I want to get into is Kirk Herbstreit really being one of the first ones out there wondering if the 2020 season is a good idea. So we'll take that as a whole different segment, because that's something that James Franklin also addressed the possibility of last week. And with Tengwall's commitment, you know, I think it's a good time to look at where this offensive line group is, what Phil Troutwein brings to the table, where it's going, how urgent it is to really get in a big-time class, because that's what it's looking like. The 2021 class is going to be a really good class in the offensive line front. And then I thought it's always a fun idea with, you know, as we bring a little bit of doom and gloom with the 2020 season talk, let's talk about breakout guys who aren't quite on the radar yet, and we can focus on offense for that, if that all sounds good to you.
That sounds like a plan. But before we get started, Dustin, I would like to talk about something we're doing with our partners at DraftKings. They're donating up to $1 million to the United Way. They're calling it the DK Rally. So if you can go to social media, share a picture with your rally cap. Now, for those of you who don't know, the rally cap is that baseball cap turned inside out or turned whichever way you like. Make it fun. And just be sure to use the hashtag DK Rally, and DraftKings will donate another dollar to United Way for everyone who does that. So I'm asking all of our listeners to please do that. If you go to our Twitter account, KSN Sportsnet, you will see I made my contribution and would like you to do the same. Just make sure you use hashtag DK Rally, and you could go to DraftKings.com/DK Rally to get all the information. All right, Dustin, where do you want to start? You want to start with Tengwall?
I do, because I don't think we can really overstate, I think, how important this commitment was in a number of ways. Number five offensive tackle in the country, number 27 player according to Rivals. Looks the part, looks like he can play pretty early in his career. 6'6", 300 pounds. He's a high 4-star, borderline 5-star. So we'll see if he gets an opportunity to build on that star rating. You know, it's uncertain what the summer and what the fall still hold for us. But I think he is a terrific prospect. In terms of, I just researched this last night, in terms of his 24/7 composite rating, he's the second highest rated offensive line recruit of the James Franklin era at Penn State, which goes all the way back to 2014. Michael Mennett edged him out just a little bit. But again, Tangwall's rating isn't a done deal. It's not signed, sealed, and delivered yet. And not that that, you know, splitting hairs between the number, you know, their number rating isn't a big deal. The kid's the real deal, you know, and I think they needed a real deal offensive tackle. And I think they needed a real deal commitment at this moment in time. And he even addressed that. He told our friend Audrey Snyder from The Athletic that he committed now because he wants to get the ball rolling on this 2021 class. So those are his words, not mine. And, you know, I think it shows a certain degree of leadership, and it seems like he is very willing and eager to get out there and try to recruit some of his peers, too, which is a big deal.
I really believe the latter part of this may be more important. As important as it is to get a high four-star tackle, it may be even more important. Penn State has really lost the momentum in recruiting. They only had two recruits. I believe both were three stars. And their rival, Ohio State, just keeps rolling on the recruiting front. And recruiting is about momentum very often. So Penn State was in need of something like this, as you said, use the words, to get the ball rolling. Hopefully that will be the case, that he'll be the first of several over the next several weeks or next couple months. With that, I don't want to sound the alarm that, you know, there's a major problem, as we keep repeating. Most of Penn State's board is still there. It's not like everyone has committed elsewhere, but they needed some momentum. They needed some good news. This was certainly the case, and especially along the offensive line, where their top prospects are along the offensive line, and this was a very good start.
Very good start, for sure, and momentum, it can come and it can go in recruiting very, very quickly. And I don't know, you know, under the circumstances right now where everything is happening by phone, by FaceTime, by Zoom, all that stuff, I don't know how that impacts, you know, what can happen with momentum. But, you know, and we'll get into the whole like offensive line dynamic, if that's going to be a signature position in this class, which it certainly looks like. What does that mean for the class as a whole? We'll get into that in a little bit. But Penn State needed a dose of good. And Penn State fans, you know, whether it's recruiting or whether it's being sheltered in their homes for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, they needed something good too. And Tangwall, you know, like I said, I feel like he's a college ready guy. When I watch him on film, you know, I see, in a good way, I see a version of Will Fries at the same point in his career, where Tangwall's further along. I think he's a better player. I think physically he's in a better place than Will Fries was as a junior coming out of New Jersey. So just to use that comparison, Rasheed Walker was also listed at 6'6", 300 when he was coming out of Maryland as a senior. So, you know, body-wise and game-wise, I think you have somebody who's in between Penn State's two starting tackles, which, you know, I mean that as a very good compliment for Tangwall.
Meanwhile, over in Buckeye land, they picked up a commitment from a very highly ranked running back. So what does that mean for Penn State?
Well, I think as it stands, you know, Penn State is okay without getting one of their top running back targets. We're talking about Trevion Henderson, who's a five-star from Virginia. We just talked about him on this show, I think 2 weeks ago, as having Penn State in his top nine. And what Ohio State is doing now, especially it seems at the running back position, is that they're filling up there, and his timeline would seem to have accelerated as a result, because Ohio State also picked up a commitment from Evan Pryor, who was on Penn State's board. So that's two running back targets. I mean, what it really comes down to is that Ohio State is doing whatever it wants and getting whoever it wants when it comes to recruiting. They've got 15 commitments on the board, 13 are 4 or 5 stars. They've got far and away the number one class in the country in 2021. They're doing some special things. And, you know, if you look down Penn State's board too, there's also some crossover in some of Penn State's top targets. So this is a dynamic that's not going away. Ohio State is red hot right now. The recruiting momentum, as we talked about, you just hope it shifts into Penn State's corner soon.
Well, you know, if you want to look at a bright side to this after saying, hey, this was a Penn State target. Not just that, but it was in Virginia, an area that Penn State usually excels at in their recruiting. If there is a silver lining, gee, Ohio State has two running backs now in this highly ranked. I don't think they'll get a third one.
That's a good way to look at it. If we want to find a silver lining and spin a negative into a positive, Ohio State has really sold these guys on, hey, we're going to get a bunch of you. We're going to preserve you. We're going to give you enough opportunities to showcase what you can do without overusing you. And that's a big thing in running back recruiting now. And I think if we want to turn this into another positive, Penn State's offering the very same thing. And I think they've shown really since, 2015, what they can do at the running back position. It's one of their more consistent when it comes to development and when it comes to impact. So Penn State is offering the same thing. They're sort of on the front line. It was frustrating last year, right, watching this four-man running back rotation. But ultimately, this is the present and the future of college football. And Penn State, when it comes to running back recruiting and how they're deploying these guys, they're right where they need to be.
And the depth chart at running back looks pretty good right now at Penn State. They still have depth at the position. They still have young depth at the position. And they brought in two guys. They have two incoming freshmen who are highly regarded. So I don't think it's, you lost out at a position of need in losing a running back recruit.
No, I think it's okay on the surface. It was probably a long haul to get Henderson in the first place, so we'll let that one slide. Two running backs in 19, two running backs in 2020. They're doing okay on that front. One last thing I just wanted to get to was the Central York quarterback, Bo. We'll go with Pribula, his last name. He's a class of 2022. He said that James Franklin compared him to Trace McSorley when they talked on FaceTime. And his game pretty much says the same thing. He's got that spunk, that dual threat ability. I think he moves very well, maybe even better than McSorley. I'm not quite sure where his arm strength is and whether that really checks all the boxes, but he's not a finished product on that front either. I think he's got some development he can do. I think this is a guy who's worth following as we get into 2022, who can maybe be a candidate to get on the board early. I think there's some legitimacy, just my gut feeling, Penn State and this quarterback in the 2022 class. I have a feeling he's going to be a Penn State guy. He's going to be the quarterback in that class, and he does compare favorably to Trace.
He's currently a three-star. Is this a potential four-star, Dusty?
I think he can move up. He's got to show some things from a passing standpoint, camps and that kind of thing. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll keep an eye on his ties to Penn State. For now, we're going to move on. Will the 2020 college football season happen? We'll address that right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.